Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Saturday, everyone, and I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us as we go through some of the dumbassery that's going on around out in the world today. Man, it's sometimes just absolutely astounding, some of the craziness that goes on out there. And it seems to be, I don't know whether it's a function of age or if truly things are just moving faster and faster. Sometimes I think that, you know, as you get a little bit older and you start to realize you actually are mortal, then maybe things do speed up. But I also believe that with the advances in technology and everything, that I think events come at us a lot quicker. I think every person in the world is afflicted with ADHD, and I think part of that is social media. It's so easy to just, you know, look at the headlines and just keep moving. So it's sometimes important. I think it's what I try to do on my program, both during the weekday here in Denver and obviously on the weekend nationally, is slow down a little bit, and let's think about some of these things that flash before our very eyes, you know, 7 days a week. So here are the rules of engagement for this program. Yeah, we have rules. You got to follow the rules. So our rules of engagement are pretty simple. I try to make it simple. I try to dumb it down as much as possible. So that those of you that are listening in, you know, maybe you're not used to me. You gotta get used to me, because I'm pretty snarky, kind of a smartass. So you gotta get used to it. The rules of engagement are pretty simple. You want to text the program. You text me by using this number 577-39, 577-39. Text the word Mike to that number. And as I often do, like I was doing during the top of the hour break, I read through text messages to find out, you know, who hates me, who likes me, you know, who thinks I was wrong, who thinks I was right. And I also look for this. Different perspectives. Hey, Brown, have you ever thought about this? Oh, no, you know what, I haven't. So that's what I really try to do with the text messages. You can always email me, too, if you want to, michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Then you can do this. You go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. That's the webpage for the show, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And there you'll find the podcast. You'll find the links for all my social media. So if you want to stalk me, you can stalk me on social media. And you can find the podcast for The Weekend with Michael Brown at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. The Inflation Reduction Act. I'm always amazed, having spent, you know, almost 6 years in Washington, D.C., as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I had to testify a lot on the Hill about legislation, particularly Homeland Security legislation. And they always had these great acronyms. You know, they would figure out an acronym that would fit whatever the purpose of the legislation was. Now, it didn't mean squat. It was just something so they could have a buzzword that would be picked up by the media. Well, I find it interesting because the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 doesn't have an acronym. which tells me that maybe they really don't want us digging into what it really is. Maybe it should actually be called the Inflation Expansion Act of 2022. Well, anyway, it was introduced last week when they finally reached this compromise with Senate Majority Spendthrift Chuck Schumer and fake fiscal hawk Joe Manchin that they think is going to save Joe Biden from the recession that we have officially entered into. Now, if you don't think we're in a recession, you do understand that inflation, which is currently pegged at somewhere between 7 and 8%, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Well, wait till you hear what one of the Federal Reserve members said the other day about it. But it has cost the average American an additional $453 a month. That's a tax increase. That is for, you know, for us working stiffs, for the Joe Blows, you know, blue-collar workers out there, for people on fixed income, suddenly everything you do costs an extra $453. Now, that number is going to fluctuate, but that's the last number I heard, so I'm going to stick with that number for right now. It's a nice number, 453. I don't care where you are on the economic success scale. I don't care whether you're a billionaire, a millionaire, you make 100 grand a year, you make 50 grand a year, you make 25 grand a year, whatever. An additional $453 a month is real money. That means you have to, you know, either take more out of your pocketbook, or if you have nothing else to take out of your pocketbook, you then are in the unfortunate position of having to decide, well, I have to spend less on gas, less on groceries, less on whatever it might be, because I have $453 less. Now, they're taking heat for this bill, as they should, because it is going to hit every American hard. Now, Manchin was forced to play defense all weekend long last week when he finally came out and said he was going to support the bill. He said, quote, "I don't think that during a time of recession, you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes." Uh-oh. Hey, Joe, did you really say that? Because you did. Now, of course, that was a couple of years ago, before this bill came on his desk. Now that the nation is actually in the Biden recession, Manchin seems to think that now is a great time to raise taxes on millions of Americans while denying that he's doing just that. And I think that this particular bill and the news coverage of it is a great lesson in how hard it is to figure out what to believe and what not to believe. There is a certain way that Washington, D.C. works. And how do I know that? Because I spent 6 years there. 6 years as the Undersecretary, Homeland Security. Bear with me for a moment, because I want to give you a lesson in legislative mumbo-jumbo, all right? This is a lesson in how to understand how Washington talks. So the president will tout, for example, how much money this is going to save people, because it's going to save money for you on your Medicare prescription drugs. And he's really excited about that. He actually came out on the south portico on the balcony of the residence and talked about how this was going to save money for people that are, you know, struggling to get by. And that he's not going to raise taxes on anybody. Really? No, that is exactly what he said.
The bill is going to reduce the deficit by another $300 billion. And one more point. This bill will not, let me repeat this, this bill will not raise...
Now, he's serious, so it must be true, because he repeated it three times, and he leaned on the presidential podium, and he took his... Why do all these old farts take their scraggly little index finger and start jabbing in the air about this will not? I'm telling you, this will not. And he's jabbing the air. This will not raise taxes.
Taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. When it comes to the benefits of this bill, you don't have to take my word for it.
Okay. We don't have to take his word about the benefits.
nearly 130 economists, seven Nobel laureates in economics, former secretaries of Treasury, former Federal Reserve Vice Chair, former director of the Congressional Budget Office wrote that this bill will, quote, fight inflation and lower costs for American families while setting the stage for strong, stable, and broadly shared long-term economic growth. In short, this bill is a game changer for working families and our economy.
It's a game changer. Wow. What could possibly go wrong? You know, I haven't practiced law in a long time, but I am trained as a lawyer. So I tend to, as friends and family will tell you, I tend to overanalyze things. But when I think about that list, he's got a list. Isn't that fantastic? He's got a list of, 130 Nobel laureate economists. He's got some former Treasury secretaries. He's got a former member of the Federal Reserve. Let's go through the list. No, I'm not going to do it. But let's just hypothetically go through the list. You don't think that they weren't handpicked because they're going to say what he wants to say? Look, you and I, you probably don't know any economists. Or you over there, you probably don't know any Nobel laureate economists. And I bet none of you know any former members of the Federal Reserve. But some of us do. I could go put together a list. You and I could put together a list. They're going to say just the opposite. So it's he said, she said, which is what Washington likes. Because then everybody makes the news cycle. Everybody gets to get on the TV, and everybody gets to make their point.
I look forward to the Senate taking up this legislation and passing it as soon as possible. You know,
Yep. Me too. Scares me to death. Among the things that Manchin said when he was on all the political talk shows last week was that he proclaimed that the bill isn't Democrat or Republican. It's definitely not a green bill. This is a red, white, and blue bill, and it's great for America. We're not spending money, we're investing. Oh, my God, I want to pull my hair out. The government does not invest. The government spends. The government can only do two things with money. It can tax and take your money, maybe three things. It can, four things. Now I'm thinking about it. It can tax you and take your money, and then it can take whatever money it taxes from you, and it can spend that money. It can't take that money and invest it in the stock market. It can't take that money and buy shares of, you know, a corporation. It cannot, quote, air quotes here, it cannot invest. But there are two other things, I guess, it can do with money. It can borrow money, and it can print money, both of which cause inflation. Isn't that wonderful? So I want you to listen again to what Manchin said, and tell me, where's the beef? Remember that old Wendy's commercial, where's the beef, that little old woman? Where's the beef? It's definitely, let me back up. This bill isn't Democrat or Republican. All right, well, that didn't tell me anything. It's definitely not a green bill. Well, I think that's a lie. This is a red, white, and blue bill. Oh, well, then let's all stand up, sing God Bless America. Let's get our moms to bake some apple pie, and let's just talk about how wonderful this bill is. That doesn't tell me anything. That is the most dumbass, well, not the most, but one of the most dumbass statements that I've ever heard a politician say. You know, this is not a green bill. This is a red, white, and blue bill. And it's great for America. Okay. Well, you know what? Americans don't believe things that politicians say on either side of the aisle anymore. You will soon learn, if you listen to this program long enough, which you should, that I'm an equal opportunity basher. I think sometimes Republicans are as stupid as Democrats, and that's pretty stupid. And I think people in Washington, D.C. tend to just not care about us, and I know that because I spent 6 years of my life dealing with those people. You know, it has been, I'm trying to think in my head, almost 20 years since, I got to take a break here, I'm running late. It's been almost 20 years since I was actually the undersecretary. Do you know that some of the senators and congressmen that have been there for 20, 30, or 40 years that I knew are still there? Yeah. It's time for some change. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. More about this Inflation Reduction Act coming up next. I'll be right back.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Glad to have you back on the Weekend with Michael Brown. Appreciate everyone tuning in, spending some time on Saturday with me. We're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. And I want to describe for you how DC works, because this will help you better understand when you hear, as we get into the heat of the election season, the midterm elections. It'll help you understand and help you listen better when politicians say things, because they say things in such a way that if you're not really actively listening, where you don't understand what that really means in terms of inside the Beltway politics, you'll think, oh, hey, wonderful. This guy's wonderful. This woman's wonderful. No. Trust me, they're not. They're not. Let's take the Medicaid or the Medicare drug reduction part of this bill. First, think about who it applies to. Now, I know there are a lot of Medicare recipients out there, but let's be honest, 329 million Americans, this only applies to those Americans who are actually on Medicare and have a prescription drug program, that somehow this will reduce for that limited number of people the cost of prescription drugs. And it only applies, and I don't remember what they're called, I think it's tier one. Tier 1 drugs, you know, something as simple as, say, metformin, which is a widely available drug that is used for diabetics and other people to keep your A1C blood sugar levels under control, it would only apply to that. So it only applies to a subset of the population. It actually applies to a subset of the drugs that they'll actually save money on. So it's a very limited amount. And it's not going to save you any money. Whether you're on Medicare or not, it's not going to save you any money this year. Because, one, the bill hasn't passed. Two, once it does pass, then Medicare has to set up an entire bureaucracy, they're called program offices. They'll have to set up a whole new program office just to do the negotiations with the pharmaceutical companies, who will also have their lobbyists in tow when they start the negotiations to make sure that whatever they do, if the drug companies, the pharmaceuticals, lower the price of a drug somewhere, it's just like a balloon. They'll increase the drug price of something else somewhere else so it doesn't affect their profit margins. So the Medicare recipients might save on metformin, which I just pulled out of my butt. Who knows if that's one of the ones or not. But the cost of metformin, which you can get generically, the price of another drug will increase, because you pushed in the balloon here, and the balloon came out over somewhere else. Then, they talk about the deficit reduction. All of the savings, like reducing the deficit, all of that is, you see, nobody ever tells you, but this is a 10-year bill. Now, tell me how well the government has done in projecting out 10 years, how much money they might save or not save. They can't do it. Then, the dirty secret about the savings? Well, I'll tell you that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739 if you have a comment, question, or whatever it might be. And be sure and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, where you'll find the podcast and all the social media icons. I'll be right back.
The lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, indeed, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me. I appreciate you spending some of your Saturday with me. You can, the rules of engagement, the ROEs for this program, are fairly simple. Well, maybe for some of you they're complicated, but I try to make them simple. You can simply text the word Mike to 57739. The number's 57739. And you can text me. You can ask me questions. You can tell me. In fact, some of you have pointed out some really interesting things about the discussion we're having about this bill. And then somebody else will give me an idea that I'm going to steal from them. So, yeah, text the word Mike to 57739. If you want to follow me on social media, you want to listen to the podcast, you want to stream us live, you can simply be doing that by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So get over and bookmark that page, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. It frustrates me that, and I understand why, so I'm not blaming Americans, and I'm not certainly not blaming you, but it frustrates me that most Americans truly don't understand the kind of doublespeak that comes out of Washington. Now, I think most Americans intuitively know when someone is BSing them. I just think they know. And D.C. is absolute masters at BSing us about what they really mean. First of all, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. All of you who really believe that this act is going to reduce inflation, raise your hands. And if you're driving on the highway, raise both hands. Because that's just how dumb you have to be to believe that this really is going to reduce inflation, because it is not. So let's go back to the point about savings versus spending. What they do in a bill like this, which is a 10-year bill, so all of these programs are, this is discretionary spending, which is, I'll tell you why that's a good thing in a second. This is discretionary spending. So what they do is they put all of the spending up front and all the savings on the back end. Now, why is that? Because when it's discretionary spending, that means that the next Congress, so after the midterm elections on November 8th, this coming November 8th, when the new Congress goes into office on January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, whatever the first day of the week is in January of 2023, that Republican-controlled Congress, if indeed there is a Republican-controlled House and Senate, they could roll back that spending and stop it, because it's discretionary spending. That's why the Democrats want to get this done so quickly, because they don't know what the programs are going to be. They're just saying, we want to spend, I mean, how do I explain this? For discretionary spending, like they want to spend money on green energy, just that broad category. Well, Congress is too stupid to know how or what to spend the money on. So they put it in these broad categories, and then they'll turn to the Department of Commerce, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Family, every department you can imagine where they could possibly have a green energy program. Then that part of the bureaucracy has to stand up what's called a program office. And that program office then says, okay, we've got $1 billion to spend on green energy, so what are we going to do? And then they come up with a plan to spend $1 billion. All of that takes time. It takes a lot of time, because the government moves slowly. They got to design the programs. Then they have to, they probably will have to hire some people. All of that takes time. Well, it could take enough time that if Republicans take over the House and the Senate in November, then in January they could roll some of that back. That's why they're trying to push this through as quickly as they can. So that's also why they push all of the savings to the end of the 10-year program, because those savings are elusive. They're a figment of their imagination. Do you know any government program where they've said, you know, this is a 10-year program, and when we get to years 7, 8, 9, and 10, or even years 9 and 10, we're going to have all these savings? It never happens. Do you understand me? Listen, it never happens. And it never happens because government programs never grow smaller. They grow larger. So by the end of the 10-year program, that office that I told you about, that they're trying to stand up now, maybe it has 100 employees, and it has $1 billion budget. By the end of the 10 years, they have 1,000 employees, and they have $1 billion squared to spend. There are never any savings. Never any savings. So this is a bald-faced lie. Listen to what Listen to what Manchin says. This is a bill that basically does everything. Wait a minute. When you sell me a gadget, whatever a gadget it might be, and you tell me this gadget does everything, well, the first thing I'm going to ask, does it open a can of soup? Huh? Does it help me without changing my diet or exercise habits? Does it take off the 10 pounds I need to lose? Does it give me a six-pack abs immediately? Does it? No. When you tell me the bill basically does everything, I already know you're lying to me. He says, we've taken a $3.5 trillion aspirational bill. Now, he used the word aspirational because that's what this bill is. This bill is hope. Remember hope and change? Well, that's what this bill is. This bill is aspirational. We want to do these things, and so we're going to take... Imagine if I told you that I want you to go to the bank and withdraw. I don't care how much cash you have in the bank right now. I don't care whether it's $12.86 or $12,860,000. I want you to take all of the money out of the bank and get it in. Well, since some of you only have $12.86 in the bank, I want you to get in $1 bills. And then I want you to take it outside. And as you're driving, I want you to drive down the highway, and I want you to just dump it out the window. That's aspirational spending. You hope that some of that money lands somewhere where it might be spent for good. Like somebody behind you on the I-5 or the I-10 or the I-95 or the I-70, wherever you might be, that you're going to hope that somebody that stops, because you're going to cause a massive traffic jam, you're going to hope that somebody that stops and picks up some of that money is going to spend it on a really good charity that really helps kids that are at risk for something. That's aspirational. We've taken a $3.5 trillion aspirational bill that I never could come to an agreement on in any way, shape, or form, but I tried, couldn't get there, and we've taken $3.5 trillion of spending down to $400 billion of investing without raising any taxes whatsoever. That is the biggest pile of bullcrap that I think I've heard any politician spew, and I've heard a lot of politicians spew a lot of bullcrap in my life. He wants you to be happy that they were originally going to spend $3.5 trillion and they've taken that down to $400 billion. Here's the dirty secret. They took the $3.5 trillion bill and they divided it up into three separate bills. This bill that spends $400 billion is just one of those three bills. They still want to try to pass the other two and eventually get to the $3.5 trillion. Do you see how they just, without any feeling of guilt, it's just in their DNA. They just lie to you. And you're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be so freaking happy that, oh, thank you, Joe. Instead of spending $3.5 trillion, you're only going to spend $400 billion in this bill. What about those two other bills sitting over here in the corner? What are you going to do with those? Then he says this. We did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. Okay. You know, I can rip this apart so easily. First, when you've closed loopholes, that is still raising taxes. Loophole is an emotionally driven word to make you think that it's some big spender that's taking advantage of the tax code and not paying, I hate this phrase, their fair share. You know why I hate that phrase? Can anybody tell me what any individual taxpayer's fair share is? What's my fair share? What's your fair share? Tell me. Ask a politician. Next time you see your local congressman, your local senator, ask them. What is my fair share? They'll say, well, you know, we want the rich to pay their fair share. Okay, who's rich and what's their fair share? Don't let them weasel out of it. Trust me, you'll have so much fun because you'll make them so uncomfortable because they can't answer the question. Try it. That's your assignment this week. They're going to go on recess. So they'll be out in the districts. They'll be out in the states. So as the little cockroaches come out of Washington, D.C., and they make their way to, you know, their local communities, show up at one of the town halls. Show up where they're marching in a parade. Show up wherever they are. And just ask them a question. Hey, you know, I make $47,625 a year, and my wife makes $25,000. So we make about $75,000 a year. What's our fair share? Ask them. Family of four making $75,000 a year. What's my fair share? They don't want to answer that question. So with regard to that they've closed loopholes, what does that mean? Because he says we didn't raise taxes, we just closed loopholes. Well, the fact checkers obviously say that that is true. They've set a minimum corporate tax rate. That means they've raised taxes. Some businesses don't pay taxes, not because they're cheating, not because they're stealing, but because they've maybe invested in a lot of equipment to expand their business, and the tax code says you can write that off as depreciation in the year that you make that investment. So that goes against their profits because they spent money to try to make more money, to sell more goods and services, which expands the economy. So a corporation that does that is now disincentivized from doing that because you've now said that if you go spend $1 million to hire, I don't know, 5 new people or 100 new people, or you've spent $1 million to buy a piece of equipment made in America that's going to make your widgets more efficient or whatever it is, they still, and so you've reduced your tax bill to zero, legally and legitimately. They still want you to pay 15% on your profits. Oh. Well, if a company doesn't get to write that off, or a company still makes that investment and writes it off, but they still have to pay 15%, guess who pays every tax that a corporation pays? You do. You do.
But, Michael, I don't.
Yes, you do. Built into the cost of whatever good or product or service that you buy from a corporation, you pay those taxes. Those taxes are built into the price of the product or service offered by the corporation. So your cost of, you buy candy bars from the Mars company or something, and they now have to pay a minimum 15% tax. Well, whew, I don't know what a candy bar costs, but I can imagine that with supply chain problems, with getting the materials, with all the problems of getting chocolate or wrappers or whatever else it is, and now 15% on top of it, your cost of a candy bar is going to go up astronomically. They lie to you. They absolutely lie to you. But the Wall Street Journal tells you exactly where this money's coming from. I'll tell you that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Your questions, your comments, your compliments, your complaints, whatever it is, just text the word Mike and use this phone number, 57739. If you want to follow us on social media, if you want to download the podcast, you want to stream us live, simply go to this website, do it right now, bookmark it. TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com. I'll be right back.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Michael Brown here. I really sincerely, honestly, in every politician language that I can think of, no, I mean it sincerely. I appreciate everyone tuning in and listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown today. And get your friends and family to do it too. You know, irritate them. And be sure and download the podcast at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Real quickly. Within Congress, there is what's called the Joint Committee on Taxation. This is a bipartisan committee made up of both Democrats and Republicans from both the House and the Senate. They have their own individual staff. They have a professional staff of economists, lawyers. Every committee needs a lawyer, right? I mean, everybody needs a lawyer. So economists, lawyers, mathematicians, accountants, everything you can imagine. And they're permanent. These people don't change because members of Congress change. This is what's called part of the permanent committee staff. So this is a committee that you generally look to see what the professionals say about the effects of legislation. And what's always funny is when they give you a projection that you like, and everybody talks about it. But when they give you a projection that they don't like, then these people are just idiots. And we don't care what the Joint Committee on Taxation says. I pay attention to the Joint Committee on Taxation because the permanent staff wants to stay there, and so their jobs are secured by being objective and honest and nonpartisan so that they've got some tenure. Here's what they said about this bill. In 2023, and for those of you that are graduates of public education, that is next year. In 2023, taxes will increase by $16.7 billion on American taxpayers earning less than $200,000. A nearly $17 billion tax targeted solidly at low and middle income earners next year amidst stagflation. This proposal would raise another $14.1 billion from taxpayers earning between $200,000 and $500,000. Throughout the 10-year window, the average effective tax rate for nearly every single income category would increase. Now, what happens when your tax rate increases? If you're in a 20% bracket, and so you're paying 20% of your income on federal income taxes, and that goes to 22%, you're paying an extra 2% of your income in federal taxes. Throughout the 10-year window, the average effective tax rate for nearly every single income category would increase. By 2031, when the new energy credits and subsidies provide an even greater benefit to those at higher incomes, those earning below $400,000 are projected to bear as much as two-thirds of the burden of the additional tax revenue collected that year. Wait a minute. I thought I played a soundbite earlier where Joe Biden said that when it came to people making less than $400,000 a year,
this bill will not, let me repeat this, this bill will not raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year.
Now, I tend to believe Joe Biden because he repeated it three times, he's wearing his really, he thinks, cool aviator sunglasses, and he leaned over and he pointed to me when he said it. You can choose to believe who you want to believe. Thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown. I've been glad to have you with me. You can be sure to listen to the podcast. Get that at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Be good all week.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock,
Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.